الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعيذنا من شرور أنفسنا. So last week we discussed the first few ayat of Surah Luqman. We will continue with that, but before we will bring an end now to the chapter of Salah. The discussion on Salah will have to end because we need to move on. But Salah will never end. And the effort on Salah, again to recap, and may Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala bring it in my life and your life. If we can just get our salah right, just get that salah. That wuzu wipes away everything. Whatever mistakes was made in between. One nice wuzu and everything is gone. One nice wuzu. Problem is we don't make that nice wuzu. Maybe because water became so available. So the wuzu became too fast. If a man had to make an effort for the water, that he goes and he says, can I get some water? Then maybe he'll make a nice wuzu. Because our wuzu just, water flows, our wuzu just flows. Meaning we make it very fast. We do not think at the beginning what I said or did I say. We do not think during did I say anything. We do not think at the end. So that first point, we will repeat that. Where Shah Waliullah Rahimullah said, realize that wuzu is a different ibadah. And salah is a different ibadah. It is only that the time of one was joined with the other. But it is two ibadat. So as you spend so much of worry for your salah, he said, spend that worry for the wuzu also. That worry for the wuzu. The wuzu must end where the man says, Allahumma ja'alni minat tawwabin. That, oh Allah, those who always make tawbah, but what he made? He never made tawbah. He made wuzu. But what he's saying is, oh Allah, my wuzu was a tawbah. Now make me those who always make tawbah, means who always make wuzu. Make me from those who always wash away my sins. وَجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُتَطَحِّرِينَ. And then take me further. That now I must come in the state where I don't mess myself up. A person who likes to stay in a state of wudu, it is not farz, it is not wajib. But a person in a state of wudu, فَذَٰلِكُمُ الرِّبَاطِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you have put your, looked after your borders. You have looked after your borders. In the state of wudu, it's very hard for the devil to attack. So we spoke about wudu. Thereafter we spoke about salah. The crux of what we discussed was that don't worry too much about thoughts and making sure I don't think of anything. That's very hard. Let us worry about what we can worry about. So in the beginning it was, let us be firm. Every posture needs a little press. So when I say Allahu Akbar, I must feel the pain here. Then I know my Allah reached. I'm feeling the stress. When I put my hands around, I feel the pain. When I go in ruku, I feel the press. When I go in sajda, I close my fingers. And I press hard. I find many students, when they go into sajda, their fingers still stay open. Maybe you think it's closed, but if you're not feeling it, then it's not closed. You must feel it. It was an amazing thing that in the salah of a man, everything was made with press, press, press. The salah of the woman is different. Hers is more relaxed. Hers is more easy. Because a woman's nature is different, man's nature is different. A girl, you open a girl's madrasa. You don't have to ask the girl, write. Even if the teacher makes a joke, the girl writes that. That's a girl. Everything. A girl writes everything. Boys, They'll have the wrong kitab in front of them. That's a boy. So a boy has to press. Wrong kitab he got. The nature is different. Our mind goes away very fast. So you have to hold yourself, hold yourself. So now we come to the end of Salah. At the end of Salah, I will mention 2 points. That if the whole Salah we forget Allah, at least now at the ending, on this last 2 points, again our thought must come. So at the end of the Salah, which a lot of people find it very hard, is how to put the leg. Because the right leg will now be upright. And as you get older, it becomes harder. Some people manage till the end. Some people find it hard. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the ending, then he used to take it easier. Then he adopted a different posture, easier on the body. But while you're young, and your body likes to run, and your mind likes to run. So we all know how a person now, when he will go finally in his At-tahiyat position, he will put his right leg. And normally people say, this is very painful, this one. Meaning it's hard, it's not easy to get that straight leg. It's not easy at all. And then you bending that toe. And the other leg also, you're trying to get a slight bend. This is not easy. Whereas sitting is very easy. But you'll see that the leg pain, some people manage for a while, then they don't manage. But to try to get that leg straight and a bend. One purpose behind it is, at the end of the Salah when you're sitting. Sitting means now it's the end. So it's a final message to the body. That no matter how hard it is, your direction will always be towards Allah. No matter how hard it is. So while you were standing, that's when I was holding myself, isn't it? I'm in front of Allah. Now I'm coming to the end of the Salah. That's why I sat. To show now I'm tired. I stood, now I sat. But the leg gives a message that even while sitting, coming till the ending, my mission in life will be to continue in one direction no matter how hard it is. So this leg will try. That leg will try. My body will try. I'm going to end my Salah now, but my leg says, I'll carry on trying. So when you press, you'll feel the pain. That one day, you have to feel the pain. Some people manage it very straight. Some people don't manage it very straight. Some people will do like this. For some, it's very painful. It was wanted, that pain, for a man. Then wake up a little, feel the pain. What is the pain saying? The pain is saying that even if it's painful, my direction must remain to my Allah. So when you feel that pain in the leg, then immediately remember. And then the final Mufti Saeed Palanpuri in his sharah, he wrote this point where he explained Hujjatullah al-Baligha. So he says now the Hanafi madhab, when we will make At-Tahiyyatu Lillah, so our hand will be now on our leg. And we will say At-tahiyyatu lillah was-salawatu wat-tayyibatu as-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin. Thereafter we're going to make ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. So it means I bear witness that there is no deity illallah except Allah. So when do the Hanafis lift up the hand, finger? So we will lift it up with La ilaha. And we will drop it at illallah. So he wrote a nice point on this. He says, it seems the message was that in the kalima, I bear witness that there is no deity. Imagine if a man had to die there. So he read, Ashhadu an la ilaha. And he passed away. I bear witness that there is no deity. That's also kufr, isn't it? That illallah was to now take us out of kufr and not make us a mushrik also. That we don't have lot Allahs, but we have one Allah. So it's like one, two, and the third. But to get to that middle one, first you have to say, I bear witness that there is no deity. So he says, while you even saying that, even at that moment this finger is up, that no, there is one deity. He says, then as soon as you say, illallah, now there's no need for that finger to be up. He says, but in that 1 second, to make sure that I don't say I bear witness that there's no deity. So as I was going to say it, the finger went up. To say, even if I'm saying that, there's that one. And then once I brought it on my tongue, I said, right now I can say, Ashhadu an la ilaha. There's no deity, but the finger is saying, no, there is you. To say, even if my tongue could not yet get there, I was not going to wait for it to get there. I made sure my finger was ready already. One message behind it is that death can come at any time. Death can come at any time. So even to make sure that it must not hit me between the La Ilaha and the Illallah, I kept my finger up. Say, I'm ready for it. And then once my tongue said Illallah, then the finger could drop. Because the work was done. I made my kalima properly. What a unique point that was. When the finger goes up. That even if my tongue is saying there's no deity, my body will never allow that sentence. So, illallah. I will not leave that 1 second also. Unique lessons there are in salah. And you must play on the lessons. Sometimes we'll think of this point, sometimes we'll think of that point. The main thing is somewhere in the salah to think of Allah. The main was the whole salah. But scholars have mentioned even once in a salah. For Allah Tabarakala said, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. That establish your salah to remember me. The first meaning of to remember me is in the whole salah remember. The last meaning is at least remember me in your salah. That if you can't get the beginning, at least get the ending. It cannot be that an entire salah is ended and not one time I thought of my Allah. He said, you established the salah to remember me. I remembered your Allah. Sometimes I remembered in the second rakat. Sometimes in the fourth rakat. Sometimes just before the salah. So many different things were done. Just remember Allah. Go in ruku, say something. Come up, say something. Imam, say something. Someone, say something. Just remember me. That whole salah was. And Almighty Allah in His kindness, if an individual remembers Allah even once in that salah. The scholars have mentioned, we have hope in Allah that He accepts it as a salah, which you remembered Allah from the beginning till the end. Just one thing. Just one thing. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless us with beautiful salah. As for Surah Luqman, we mentioned that the beginning of the surah explained that وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, we spoke about this last, amongst the people are those who innocently purchase. They purchase those things that will take them far away from reality. And thereafter, just open. Now we come to the second. The first ruku finished. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, see, we had blessed him with a lot of wisdom. Because in this path, to be able to protect yourself from falling into fitna, and that's the world that we are now going into. This era has started with a bang, this era, whether you call it this year, or as we mentioned last week, with the signing of the treaty between Iran and the United States of America, a lot of things are going to happen in the world. Here in South Africa, in the whole world. Maybe up till now, people were like relaxed. People really used to think the Dajjal will come after 100 years. Now people are asking me, is he coming tomorrow? Now I tell you, hold on. Now they're seeing dreams too fast. Too fast. But things are happening. Things are happening. And whenever it has to happen, remember it has to happen. Whatever has to happen, when it has to happen, it has to happen. There has to be those three periods of droughts. It has to happen. And to carry on saying it mustn't happen when I'm alive. Everyone said that. But one day it has to happen. One day it has to happen. This ummah was given a lifeline or a timeline of 1,500 years. So when you play with 1,500, you normally say, can I get a few more years? You say, you can get a few more years. But it has to end in the ending. We're coming very close to that line. So if we are at the ending, you can't carry on waiting to say, I hope it's not in my turn. So you say, everyone said that. But time is coming to an end. It was at that time, 1,000, when 1,000 years was finishing, it was about 970, everyone was scared. 970. Then scholars wrote that, no, the ummah is not going to end at 1,000 years. Everyone got like relaxed. They wrote books after that. That the ummah is not 1,000 years. It is 1,500. All of them said, oh, Allah. We now in that second one. Now you're asking one scholar, write another book. Find the narration, the full another 300, 400. Now the scholar will tell you, my friend, I don't think we can find that extra one. The grace was already given. We're reaching the end. We're reaching the end. The signing of the treaty, the coming, the rise of AI. The world is changing. And it's going to change a lot in the next few years. Everyone is only worried about this 30th June. So from the time 30th June was announced, people told Saint Messaging me, give a bayan on 30th June. 30th June I'm worried about. I'm worried about after. Lot of people worry about the day. The next day nothing happens, they go picking. They say yesterday, you know, we thought it was going to happen. Everyone's worried of a day. We're worried of the days. Things are going to happen, a lot of things. And it is not only a risk on our businesses anymore. Now it is a risk on Iman. As we go towards the finals, everyone understands finals. I don't know where you all are in the World Cup already, but you'll see when that comes. But one thing everyone knows, who reaches the finals? The best teams. So one team is the team maybe you support. That's a good team. You shouldn't support any team. But your team. So who's the other team? Means not your team. Can't be both are your teams. So the other team is your enemy. And if someone asks, is the enemy good? The answer is, if he wasn't good, he wouldn't have reached the finals. And what about the other team? The other team is also good. That's why they're in the final. In this final, the army of the devil will be with that power which the devil never enjoyed from the time of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. And the group that will face them will also be on a high level. It will also be on a high level. Me and you cannot be spectators. There will be no people to watch the match. It's not like a normal soccer match. That you say, here you got few, here you got, where's the rest? They just watching the match. I'm going for one program now to one country. The man told me, but you know, we'll just have to see the timings. I said, what you mean like? He said, you know, if there's a match on, then you must understand the crowds. Even call them the crowds. The crowds will be less. So much that. So ask, your country can play soccer. He said, hopeless. They can't play also. But in supporting, everyone can jump. Everyone can jump. But in this match, there's no spectators. Going for this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there will be only two tents. It will be a tent of Iman in which there will be no hypocrisy. They will be the best of the players. He said, there will be a tent of hypocrisy. So this is the point that I'm trying to mention. When the Dajjal will show himself right at the end, at that time his target is not going to be Christians and Jews. They already is. In the final attack, it will be which Muslims have still not come under my power. Which Muslims have still not come under my power. When Ashab-e Kahf was a group of young boys, everybody else was with the king. Only the group of young boys were not. That irritated the king. So what you worried about us? Worry about everyone else. All are yours. He said, all are your mine. That's why I came for you. But why are you not mine? Errors of the Dajjal has passed already. Where he has taken in practically the whole world. When I was small, we used to read one book. It's a filthy book, rubbish book. But we used to read it, Asterix, Obelix, and I don't know what else. Funny things, licks, licks. But I remember that first page. First page they wrote, the whole of the seer has entered into the Roman Empire. Except one small village. And then they would put that magnifying glass on that village. This one is standing out. What was the purpose of that man who wrote the book? Whether he really liked Asterix and Obelix, or whether he was giving one message. I mean, that guy is maybe dead now who wrote it, so we're not going to give stories about his book. But he said, everyone has entered, except this one group. This one group. Who is this group? Some very good fighters. Very good fighters. Who is in this group? One druid, whatever you call it, druid-like. The man who got the magic potion. He lets them drink something and they go mad. Then they just fight. What he wears white. So somebody wanted to make story of that, but it's a story I'm telling you. Maybe it's not true. But maybe he was trying to say, there's one group. They got one sheikh. One sheikh. He wears white. Meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He got one sheikh. And he gives them one drink. The drink makes them go mad. The drink can be meaning the drink of the hope of Jannah, of Shahada, drink of Quran, whatever it is. They're mighty fighters. But they're barbarians. By barbarians, they haven't taken the culture of the Romans. They haven't taken the world culture. They're like barbarians. One group. Maybe he wrote that for that purpose. Maybe it wasn't. I'm just taking a chance. Whatever it is, but that point where you put the magnifying glass, that there's only one group standing out. That is how the devil and his army, that is how the Dajjal looks at the whole world. When they say to have power over all, it's over all, not over majority. So when you start that power, then you start noticing who's not mine, who's not mine. And at that time the magnifying glass goes, why are you not mine? Why you want to be different? During that time, there is two tents. The tent of Iman in which there is no hypocrisy at all. No hypocrisy. And the tent of Nifaq, hypocrisy, in which there is no Iman. It's like to say, going towards the end, there is no middle class. No middle class. Quran is what we need going towards the end. And to pull away from what is called, which might have been permissible, but it is a waste. Because this surah started like that. Allah Tabarakallah never said, amongst the people are those who buy liquor. Amongst the people are those who buy haram. He said, amongst the people are those who purchase lahw al hadith. Talks which are of no benefit. The result of it is, it will take them off the path. بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ they won't even realize. And we spoke about that. Phones have already taken so many people. So many people. So many people. As AI will enter into our lives, I don't want to make you all so scared. Like, but I mentioned last week, it's AI, an eye. They don't call it an eye for nothing. We call it artificial intelligence. Then it makes us feel like better, like yours is artificial, mine is real. It's the opposite. That thing is more intelligent than the real. But AI translated as a I. When you will translate it as a I, you will understand you're being watched. You're being watched. And a I, one eye. So when I was in one town, one person mentioned, said also, I don't want to make you scared, but then you got scared. He said, you know this, when I mentioned to him, I brought that. One student asked me, when are you bringing my vacuum to our mess? Isn't I got your waiting for your vacuum, will clean up all your filth. So I mentioned to him, I brought that thing the other day, I'm testing it out. But I told you, when that vacuum moved in the house, it just made one tawaf of the house and it said, you can trust me. It's shaitan, the last one. So I mentioned that. So the person who knows a lot about technology said that one person, he decided to, for some reason, check up what the AI in that same machine, meaning in that vacuum or whatever it was, sees. So I don't know how he hacked into it. But when he hacked into it, he realized that he's not only seeing his house, he hacked into the bigger file. So he's seeing Lord people's house. So they contacted the company to say that this thing is like loose, like, because there's so many houses I'm seeing. So the company was said, sorry, it's a mistake, like, and they closed all those doors. But when they close the door, it doesn't mean that no one is seeing. It just means that if he now goes, he'll only see his house. Mistakenly, they open the doors to all the houses. Which means when that thing is looking at your house, someone else is also looking at your house. Someone else is also looking. Now, whether our phones are the same, I think it's the same. Because that camera on the phone, when it takes a picture when I want, it can also take a picture when somebody else wants. So we're not making anyone scared, but learn one thing. Don't trust the eye. Don't trust the eye. So if no level of taqwa could stop us from sinning, one is naked in a state of nakedness, don't walk in front of this thing. Don't walk in front. Unless one day you want to get a shock, and that vacuum says, you know, if I had legs, I'd marry you. Then the auntie will understand. Say, hey, hold on. Then the woman will get shocked. Say, I've been sitting in your house so many years. Sitting like, cleaning your house. You never once told me I love you. Thank me. And one day if AI talks, and it talks, and it can talk, then the auntie will. So never do those things. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, the jinn see you from where you don't see them. So in the narration it comes, the satar, the barrier between man and the jinn, the barrier between the satar, the aura of man, and the jinn, is that he takes Allah's name, Bismillah. Then once that Bismillah comes, a barrier comes. Otherwise the jinn enjoys seeing a person naked. The jinn enjoys seeing the person naked. So we read Bismillah. Some don't. Just because you can't see the jinn doesn't mean they're not seeing you. Some read it, say, I don't want the jinn to see me naked. But now when we got that AI in our house, that AI also needs a little parda. So if you got a cloth example, when that vacuum is sitting in the house, throw the cloth on top of it. What do you mean parda? Maybe one day you say, why you always don't let me see what's happening? Say, open your eyes only when you have to clean the house. Otherwise the rest of the time, here's my parada. Keep your eyes closed. Going forward, so that's one, that it mustn't see my secrets. Second thing is, how many more years are we going to have secrets? How many more years are we going to have secrets? Because remember, I can't trust that thing. So if you think that the sites that you see, I'll carry on deleting. Answer is, how many more years will I delete? Because the enemy is also checking up what I like to delete. And the best will be one day when AI, after you see something, says, hey, you forgot to delete it, I must delete for you. I'm sure you don't want your wife to see this one. And the man gets a shock that someone knows my secrets. Someone knows. Is it then possible after 3 years that AI talks to you while you're driving in the car that will have AI also? And AI will say, where you want to go now? Her house. You just keep shut up. So whose house? AI says, you think I don't know? Then AI says, but don't be scared, I won't tell your wife. But you know what? She also goes places. She also. And the man says, what? Do you think it's possible? We are living where we are seeing the impossible already. From the time of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam till today, what gadgets we have in this last 3 years seen, they never dreamed about. We're just living through it so fast, but this is the first time where I'll meet a person and the man will say, this is gone beyond. It's happening so fast that even the masters of technology will say, AI has already beaten them. Masters of technology say AI has beaten them. It is not just technology this. It is a burst that they were waiting for years. There's a man called Elon Musk. Years ago when Elon Musk stepped onto the thing, he would tell people, watch out for this man. But he is not Dajjal. He is not Dajjal. But for him to be just the forerunner before Dajjal is not far. Not far. I think he must be the first, what they say, trillionaire that the world ever saw. You think for no reason they make a man a trillionaire. No reason. From nowhere. From nowhere. So there's a shaitani world, a dajjali world, it's not a lie. And we're not so thrilled in it. But we know as we're going towards the end has to come. By the time the end comes, we can't be how we asked them. One day again, chance, change has to come. So one is we spoke about lahw al hadith. Slowly, slowly we have to pull away from that which benefits nothing. Because that's what pushes us off the path. Second is, وَلَقَدْ عَاتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ Allah Tabarakala said, see, he wasn't a Nabi. Luqman, he was not a Nabi. He said, but we gave him that wisdom. Because in this fight against Dajjal, where everyone asks, what must we do for the future? As I mentioned, everyone is worried of his dunya. So someone will say, are you storing food? Because when the droughts come, you must have enough food. And it's good. Another person says, I want to move to the mountains. I say, very good. But you tell him, make sure when you go to the mountains, you read your salah. Doesn't mean you run to the mountain and say, I got saved from Dajjal. Ask him, you read 5 times salah. He say, no. He say, you fell into the fire without Dajjal. So everyone got worries about my dunya. When you ask a person, how much of protection of deen have you done? Because the attack of Dajjal, which is mentioned in narrations, is not speaking much about an attack on the physical body. It is speaking about spiritual attacks. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you will hear about it, then a believer will say to his friend, let me and you go see what this is all about. He says, then they will go there. And because of the doubts that the Dajjal will lay front, they will also become his follower. So he's not going to kill that person. He's going to speak to that person. But he spoke about a believer. May Allah save us on that. That believer will just collapse. So the protection for that day is known as Quran and Sunnah. Quran and Sunnah. When Allah Tawarqala describes Quran, it's called the light. When He speaks about Sunnah, it's known as wisdom. Wisdom. To be able to see the lie is what is known as wisdom. Allah Tawarqala said, see, we gave Luqman wisdom. The indication was that if you want wisdom, you can also get it. And if wisdom comes in this year, then we're safe. Because a wise man will see the devil. He says, on Luqman alayhi salam getting wisdom, what did he have to do? An ushkur lillah. We told him one thing and he did it. He did it, it's not mentioned, but it's understood. We told him, appreciate what your Allah has given you. Appreciate what your Allah has given you. And that will open your eyes. This is the point we're going to stop on now. وَمَن يَشْكُرُ The one who will appreciate, he will appreciate li nafsi. It's only going to benefit him. The one who will not appreciate, وَمَن كَفَرَ Then he must know that Allah doesn't need him. غَنِيٌّ Allah doesn't need him. Why does appreciating open up the doors to wisdom? You see, when I take the phone and I want to now look at some filth, the man who appreciates the finger, he will look at the finger and he will think, how do I use this finger to press that button? How do I use it? If it was my own finger, maybe I could use it. But this finger needs me to thank. He says, how do I use this finger to press that button? Then he wants to look. Everyone got desire. So if the eye was his eye, then he'll look. But when he appreciates the eye, and to appreciate, maybe sometimes you have to think of the blind man. That he also, what difference between him and me? That Allah let me see. That's all. Now he wants to look, and then he says, but with this eye, how do I look? How do I look with this eye? Meaning I haven't thanked Allah for the eye. But let me not be so bad to use the eye to disobey Allah. I haven't paid for the eye. Meaning I went to the garage, the man said, take the car. I said, how much? He said, relax man, just take it. I never paid for the car. I'm supposed to appreciate. But now I take the car and smash it to the man. Then you would say, this man never appreciated at all. Waman kafara. I got the car, I never even paid for it. If that man phones me and say, you know what, you got my car. Can you just buy me a bag of potatoes? I say, 100 bags I'll buy for you. Why? Because it's your car. I never paid for it. And me in the car tell the man, get lost. Can't you get your own? He say, you got my car. You got my car. So the man who appreciates will find it very hard to cheat. Very hard. I still got lust, I got desire, but every time I want to do it, I just say, but this is not appreciation. I haven't yet paid for the gift. How do I cheat? I haven't yet paid for the gift. It is this woman, shakara, wa may yashkur. Luqman alayhi salam, Allah blessed him with wisdom. Why? He was given the blessings, he was ordered, make shukr of Allah. And whenever he saw, whatever he saw, it was based now on shukr. The famous incident of him is when man gave him something to eat. The thing never even tastes nice. But he could not even show on his face an expression not nice. Then somebody else tasted it and he said, how did you eat this? And his answer was that for so long my master, not speaking of Almighty Allah, speaking of the man in front who gave him, said for so long my master always gave me nice things to eat. During those times I ate it. Now today when something not nice comes, is it not against appreciation that now I show I'm not happy? Even to the man he would show appreciation. Even to the man. To Almighty Allah, me and you need to make a lot of shukr. See our body, see the food, see what we're going, looking at. Then we will stop seeing technology so much. For technology, we say always, it gave me ease. But it gives ease with a price. Technology, we say, it made life fast, entertaining, enjoyable. You ask him, and then what? He said, and then you die. And then you suffer. As for Almighty Allah, he also made it easy for us. He made it easy to grab my fingers, how it moves. I looked at the other day at the bird, one bird feeding its chick. How Allah Tabarakala made the bird, it got claws. But to feed its chick, it can't even use its claw because the claw has to be used to stand. So if it lifts up its leg, it falls. So it has to use its mouth. Its mouth has to be its hands. So it wants to feed its baby, so its baby will take it from its beak, and the mother must pull, and the baby must pull. And little bit falls away, and then. And I'm thinking of how the bird hasn't got the fingers. And you just take it nicely, and you'll bring it to your mouth. And not one morsel falls. Only man got it left. Only man. That finger, the movement of the finger, the thought, how quickly, how sensitive. Only man got it. But me and you have to learn to appreciate. Technology never created my body. Technology never gave me the eye. It never gave me the finger. It never gave me the mind. It never gave me the heart. It only gave entertainment. So I look at it and I say, at first, before I thank you, I have to thank my master. So I will use it, but I'll not let it become my master. It must remain my slave. It can't learn my secrets. It can't learn my secrets. And I will never fall into it. Allah Tabarakala, save us as we go towards the future. As we worry of our dunya, we must worry about our deen. How everyone said, start Yasin Khatam, I'm so happy. They always start it when there's riots. But they only start it when there's dunyawi fear. When there's dunyawi fear. When there's deeni fear, you'll never hear anyone saying, let's make Yasin Khatam. Like, no worry. Another boom in the world, another day of the devil. Things are happening in the world. Iran signing with America, as I mentioned so many times, it will become hard for every Muslim country not to associate itself with Iran. They will have to stand on the same line. They're the country. A country has to do what a country has to do. The people of the country, the people of Muslim countries will be confused. That is that my enemy or is it now my friend? Has it become my hero or is it still someone who I don't like? Our own people. Forget our children. Our own people. When I sit on a dasturkhan and I say, but Iran. Number one, I tell straight, I think this match is rigged. That rigged people only know in World Cup and Cricket Cup. They rigged. And they say Muslims are the best at rigging also. I don't know why they say that. This match is rigged. This match from day one when America made the first attack. Everything was rigged. That's why after such a long war, nothing happened. Nothing happened. No one died. This country say we need so much billions to build up. We'll pay you. Say, you know, if you guys knew you're going to pay me so much, I'll tell you, bomb another one. Where America will ever tell a country, I'll pay you. They bombed countries of the world already. They never paid anything. Iran, they hardly bombed. And they, I'll pay you big money. Big money. Say, how it can be? Ask Iran, what Taweez you got? No one got that Taweez. They definitely don't have Quran as their Taweez. So you wonder, how did the aid of Allah come to them? So many a time we said it, and some people might not like it. So we say, if it's not divine aid that came to them, then it is hidden aid. Hidden aid means devilish aid. The devil now wanted to make Iran famous. The devil wanted to make Iran famous. So only in the news will be Iran, Iran, the signing of the deal, who brought America down, who won this war, Iran won the war. America never won the war. Donald Trump is looking bad. Iran scored, Iran won. He never win. Everything. To such an extent. I don't know whether that Iranian guys are still playing that soccer match or not. But I know they reached America. At that time when someone told me, I said, how funny. One side you say, I'm going to bomb your country. And you say, but visas we'll give you for your soccer player. And you send your players. And normally they shoot all those players. Hostage. We got them. 12 Iranians. All hostage. Say, no, no, give them a hotel. Free hotel. So I don't know if they're still in the match. Or they kicked out already. But I do know one thing. If Iran is still playing, and if they manage to win one match, Muslims around the world will celebrate. Muslims will celebrate. Why? Because that is our new hero. When your hero is the devil himself, then it's so hard to tell a person. Because when someone falls in love, then Iman just goes back. Iman just goes back. So as we go forward, a lot of things will happen. There is the spiritual riots also starting. If we haven't read Surah Kahf on a Friday, now start reading. But that is that one protection you're looking for. It says even if Dajjal comes in front of you, he will not manage to harm you. If you're not reading it, you better start reading it. May Allah tabarak ta'ala protect us from every fitan. May Allah protect us from the fitan of the Dajjal. Sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.